So I'll go back to Romans 15 again. And I'll read verses 1 till 3. We then, that are strong, ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me.
و ما که توانا هستیم ضعف‌های ناتوانان را متحمل بشویم و در پی خوشنودی خود نباشیم. هر یکی از ما همسایه خود را خوشنود بسازد در آنچه برای بنا نیکوست، زیرا مسیح نیز در پی خوشنودی خود نمی بود، بلکه چنان که مکتوب است سلام ملامت‌های ملامت کنندگان تو بر من فرو افتاد، زیرا چیزهایی که از قبل مکتوب شد برای تعلیم ما نوشته شد تا به صبر و تسلا کتاب امیدوار باشیم. الان خدای صبر و تسلی شما را
Yeah, we are not on this world to displease ourselves. What does it say here? Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. God tells us that our focus should be to please others, to bless others, to give of our lives to others. Jesus, our example, wasn't there to please himself. He carried the burdens for others. Let that sink in. Yeah, we are to live life not focused on pleasing ourselves,
but to please others.
When you go home, when you plan your week, that week shouldn't be completely focused on self. It should have and your own pleasure.
به فکر راضی بودن خودمون نباشیم.
That planning of your week should include others.
که به دیگران چجوری بعد این هفته راضی کنی.
Yeah, let's use your strengths
that you have. چیزهایی که صرف داریم، خلاقیتی که داریم باعث برکت دیگران باشه.
Let's use what you have.
اون چیزی که تو دستتونه
to bless others.
باعث برکت دیگران باشه.
Jesus did not came to please himself.
خودش رو خوشنود نگه داره.
Yeah, even suffered for the sake of others.
حتی برای دیگران چه.
Yeah, we read before. He was obedient unto death on a cross. He gave his life.
صاب زمان مرگ بر روی صلیب.
It's more blessed to give than to receive.
بیشتری داریم تا بگیریم تا بدیم تا بگیریم.
Yeah, we should work hard.
باید تلاش کنیم کار کنیم.
At a job, especially men.
کار داشته باشیم مخصوصا آقایون.
Yeah, to support our families.
خانواده‌مون رو سپورت کنیم.
But also to be a blessing to others.
اما نه تنها فقط سپورت اونها باشه، باعث برکت خیلی.
And that in fact will bring happiness to your life.
و این باعث شاد بودن زندگی
میشه. That in fact will bring blessing to your life.
این واقعیت میشه که برکت تو زندگیتون وارد بشه.
Go back to the book of Philippians. And go to chapter 4. And read verses 11 till 13. Philippians 4, 11 till 13. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to be abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do things, all things, to Christ which strengthened me.
نه آنکه درباره احتیاج سخن میگویم، زیرا که آموختم که در هر حالتی که باشم قناعت کنم و نیازمندی را میدانم و دولتمندی را هم میدانم، در هر صورت و در همه چیز سیری و گرسنگی و دولتمندی و افلاس را یاد گرفتم. قدرت هر چیز را دارم در مسیح که من را تقویت میبخشد. اما نیکویی کردید که در تنگی من شریک شدید.
So was the life of Paul like this wonderful life of bliss without anything, a bad happening? No. Paul went through very hard times, but he had learned to be content in all situations. And that word content very closely related to being happy. If you're a person who's content, you're happy. If you're not content, you're not happy with where you're at. You want more for yourself. You focus again on self. You think you're missing something.
Yeah,
regardless of the situation Paul was in, he says, I have learned to be content. Yeah, Paul was a happy man. Yeah, in bad situations, he would look at his friends and he would enjoy his friendships, the people he was ministering to. He had learned to be content with little. His life was not focused about his pleasure, his life was about serving others.
Yeah.
Jesus went through hard things. He's the example we follow. Yet Jesus was happy. Yeah, go to Hebrews 1. Hebrews 1:9. Actually, start with 8. Hebrews 1 and read 8 and 9.
اما در حق پسر نیز میگویم ای خدا تخت تو تا ابد است و عصای ملکوت تو عصای راستی.
Hebrews 1:8-9 and let me read first. But unto the Son he said, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of the kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Hebrews 1:8-9.
اما در حق پسر نیز میگوید ای خدا تخت تو تا ابد است و عصای ملکوت تو عصای راستی است عدالت را دوست و شرارت را دشمن می‌داری بنابراین خدا خدای تو تو را به روغن شادمانی بیشتر از رفقایت مست کرده است.
Jesus was glad, he was happy, he had joy. His life was about others. His life was not about pleasing himself. His life was about spiritual things, not earthly things. And I get it. I know we need physical things.
Yeah,
we live in a physical world. But we need to have the right focus. We need to learn that it's more blessed to give than to receive. Yeah, Matthew
6:33.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Yeah, when we live a life pursuing the happiness of others, serving God, yeah, we'll have what we need. We'll live a life that's blessed. We'll be people that can be content whatever the situation we are in. We need to follow the example that Jesus Christ gives us. Jesus came to minister. He came to serve.
Yeah?
Jesus came for us. 2 Corinthians 5.
2
Corinthians 5 verses 14 and 15. For the love of Christ constraineth us. Because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, then they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again.
Zira muhabbat Masih ma ro furu gerefte ast. Chon ke in ra daryaftim ke yek nafar baraye hame mord, pas hame mordan. Va baraye hame mord ta anani ke zinde an az in be bad baraye khishtan zist nakonam, balke baraye u ke baraye ishan mord ro dobare barkhast.
Yeah, the love of Christ constrains us. Yeah, the fact that he died for us, it compels us. To what? That we don't live for ourselves, but that we live for others, that we live for Christ who gave his life for us. Yeah, the one who died and rose again, Jesus Christ. Read the next verses as well, 16 till 21. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea? Though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth now we know him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors of Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ that be reconciled to God, for he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
بنابراین ما بعد از این هیچ کس را به حسب جسم نمی‌شناسیم بلکه هرگاه مسیح را هم به حسب جسم شناخته بودیم الان دیگر او را نمی‌شناسیم پس اگر کسی در مسیح باشد خلقت تازه است چیزهای کهنه درگذشت اینک همه چیز تازه شده است و همه چیز از خدا که ما را به واسطه عیسی مسیح با خود آشتی داده و خدمت آشتی را به ما سپرده است یعنی اینکه خدا در مسیح بود و جهان را با خود آشتی می‌داد و خطای ایشان را به حساب ایشان نگذاشت و کلام آشتی را به ما سپرد. پس برای مسیح سفیران هستیم که گویا خدا به زبان ما وعظ می‌کند. از جانب مسیح استدعا می‌کنیم که با خدا آشتی کنیم، زیرا او را که گناه نشناخت در راه ما گناه ساخت و ما در وی هدایت خدا شویم.
Yeah, Jesus did these things for us.
عیسی مسیح این کارها را برای ما کرد.
Why did Jesus die on the cross?
چرا عیسی مسیح بر روی صلیب برای ما رفت؟
For us.
برای ما.
He endured the cross for us.
صلیب رو برای ما تحمل کرد.
Look at Hebrews 12.
عبرانیان 12 آیه 2.
Yeah. Looking into Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
و به سوی بانی و کامل کننده ایمان یعنی عیسی چشم بدوزیم که به جهت آن خوشی که پیش او قرار داشت بی حرمتی را ناچیز شمرده متحمل صلیب گردید و به دست راست تخت خدا نشسته است.
What was the joy that was set before him?
شادی که در مقابلش بود.
What was it that got him to endure on the cross?
چه چیزی باعث شد تحمل صلیب را قبول کنه؟
And that call upon 1,000 angels to stop it all.
که جلوی هزار تا
The joy was our salvation.
که جلوش رو بگیره که نکنه اتفاق
افتاد.
شادیش نجات من و شما بود. شادیش برای ما بود.
Obedient to the death. اومد به عنوان خدمت
غلام.
For our sake.
مطیع شد روی صلیب برای ایمان ما.
Jesus came to give.
عیسی مسیح اومد که بده.
Yeah, give his life for ransom.
اومد زندگیشو قربانی ما بکنه.
Yeah, for a ransom. For many.
برای بخشیدن خیلی ها.
It's more blessed to give than to receive.
There's گرفتن به دادن خوشایندتر از دریافت.
There's more joy.
شادی
there's more blessing.
برکت بیشتر.
There's more happiness.
شادی خیلی بیشتر.
In giving and there is receiving.
دادن تا دریافت کردن.
Yeah, Jesus gave his life.
عیسی مسیح زندگیشو داد.
Yeah, and it was Jesus who decided that.
عیسی مسیح no,
John 10:18. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father.
John 10?
John 10, 18. It's Jesus speaking.
It's not. Oh,
it's John.
کسی آن را از من نمیگیرد بلکه من خود آن را مینهم. قدرت دارم که آن را بنهم و قدرت دارم آن را بازگیرم. این حکم را از پدر خود یافتم.
God the Father.
خدای پدر.
Gave.
داد.
Yeah. What does it say in John 3:16?
For God so loved the world
that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yeah, we as Christians need to be people who love and therefore give of ourselves to others, who are generous toward others, who care about other people, and that in turn will bring us joy and happiness. It will bring blessing to our life.
Yeah?
People who are down all the time, yeah? People who are depressed, are people who are feeling sorry for themselves. Yeah, you don't talk with depressed people,
and then
they give you this whole list of all the people's problems that they are depressed over. Now, you get a list with everything that is wrong in their lives. Yeah, people who are depressed are focused on self. They don't care what happens in the life of others because they're too busy with thinking about what's happening in their own life. That's all about them. They are not living for others. And it's a downward spiral.
حقیقت یه دور خودشون چرخیدن و سقوط کردنه.
And giving of themselves to others.
چون خودشون زندگی نمی‌کنن و خدمت نمی‌کنن به دیگران، بیشتر ناراحتن، بیشتر
افسردن،
بیشتر غمگینن.
Yeah, they get worse.
بدتر و بدتر میشن.
Yeah. They should learn it is more blessed to give than to receive.
بیشتره که بدیم تا دریافت کنیم.
Receiving is great.
دریافت کردن فوق العاده است.
But blessing always is even better.
Giving of yourself always is even better. کمک کردن به دیگران برای خودش بیشتره.
و
زندگیمون رو برای خودمون تسلیم نکنیم.
Yeah, the day which lives should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them.
زندگی نمی‌کنن بلکه برای آن که براشون به صلیب رفته زندگی می‌کنن.
And don't get me wrong. Of course, there's a time of mourning.
زمان غم هست.
That's normal.
زمان شادی.
Yeah, you cannot be 24/7 happy.
نمیشه یه نفر 24 ساعته فقط بخنده.
Yeah, if something happens in your life, that will take time to get through.
بیفته ز اون غم بیرون
اومدن زمان. Yeah, the Bible says there's a time to mourn.
کلام خدا میگه زمان غم هست، زمان گریه هست، زمان شادی هست تو زندگی.
But if you find yourself slipping into depression,
همش اگه احساس میکنی
if you're sad and down all the time,
همیشه ناراحتی و غمگینی.
Here's the solution.
راه حل.
Get the focus off yourself.
نگاهت رو خودت بردار.
Stop throwing self-pity parties.
بس خودت جشن که ناراحتی برای خودت دست بگیر.
And start focusing on others. Start giving of yourself to others.
و بعد زندگی تو بده به دیگران.
Yeah. If there's not joy in your life, that's a spiritual problem, the physical
اگر
one.
اگر امروز شادی تو زندگیت نیست، مشکل جسمانی نیست، بلکه مشکل روحانی است.
Yeah, there's a lack of the Holy Spirit operating in your life.
روح القدس تو زندگیت فعال نیست، برای همین شادی درونت نیست.
If that would be true, the Holy Spirit. Yeah, one of its fruits is joy.
یکی از ثمره های روح القدس شادی است.
Yeah, there's a lack of following the example of Jesus.
اگر دنبال عیسی مسیح نیستی تو زندگی مشکل همونجاست. عیسی مسیح اومده خدمت کنه.
عیسی مسیح اومده
خودش رو تسلیم کنه. برای دیگران زندگی کنه. عیسی مسیح اومد قربانی بشه برای
همه‌مون.
یاد بگیریم که دست دلباز باشیم، بخشنده باشیم. یاد بگیریم به دیگران بدیم. یاد بگیریم مراقب دیگران باشیم.
Follow the example that we have.
مثل عیسی مسیح خدمت کنیم و مثل عیسی مسیح زندگی کنیم.
Or even in guys like Paul.
یا مثل پولس رفتار کنیم.
Yeah, they understood it's more blessed to give than to receive.
پولس یاد گرفت که بفهمه
Yeah. When we give, we don't lose, we gain.
بدیم چیزی را دست نمیدیم بلکه به دست میاریم.
Yeah, the person who sacrifices for others.
کسی که زندگیشو قربانی میکنه برای دیگران.
He has needs that you don't know of. He has.
اون هم نیازهایی داره که شما نمیدونید.
That's from John 4:32, but. Yeah, he has a joy that you cannot imagine.
4. John 4:42.
Yeah, you can read it. John 4:32. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of.
یوحنا 4:42
و به زن گفتن که بعد از این به واسطه سخن تو
جان 4:42
32
پریشان گفت من غذایی دارم که ای بخورم و شما آن را نمیدانید.
Yeah, there's more than physical stuff. There's more than physical need.
بیشتر دارم.
Yeah, that's the point that is being made there.
حتی غذایی دارم که شما نمیبینید دارم میخورم.
So how does your life look like?
زندگی شما امروز چه شکلیه؟
Yeah, what about thinking how you can brighten up somebody's life today? This week. Think about what you can give of yourself to be a blessing to somebody. And I'm pretty sure we don't have a shortage of people that can use help, that can be blessed, that need help. Your life is to serve, not to be served.
Yeah.
You follow the example of Jesus, who came as a servant. He did not come to please himself. And if you really cannot think of, and if you really cannot think about anything to do for other people, I think then there's an issue. Yeah? Then I believe you don't care for people.
ایمان دارم که برات مهم نیست که
If you cannot come up with anything
اما اگه امروز چی نداری که
something to give of yourself
هیچ چیزی نداری که خدمت
کنی then at least give the gift that's given to you
لاغر اون هدیه که تو امروز به دست آوردی
which is free
که اون آزاده
because Jesus paid for it
yeah
share the gospel with those who are lost
لاغر انجیل رو برای گمشدگان تقسیم
yeah give the gospel to somebody this week
انجیل رو امروز به یکی دیگه بده
yeah When I go out soul winning, I never get back down. I always lift it up. I don't know how others experience that, but if I go soul winning, it lifts me up. I might be down going towards it
sometimes,
but I definitely come back energized. Why is that? Because you're giving. You're thinking about others. It's the focus of yourself.
Yeah?
It's more blessed to give than to receive. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.